Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. My goodness, yesterday was an amazing, amazing day. Besides backup order days and besides the last day of the month, yesterday was the biggest recruiting day and biggest sales day that we've had so far this year in 2016, so congratulations. I love to see it, love to hear it. Know that we're picking up steam here in the month of April, so appreciate all that you're doing, and that's going to turn into a lot of big things here as we roll through April and into May because of our Triple R promotion. So we got a lot of things going on with this promotion. I want to make sure that you got all the details. We've got a great-looking flyer that was in our email blast today, and of course the three R's stand for recruiting, retention, and rank advancement, and we've got opportunities for you to earn additional income, to get free convention tickets, to improve the stability and retention of your business. So there's lots of things happening, and I really encourage you, especially those that are building a team and have some folks downline from you, to make sure that you're taking advantage of all the different promotions that are there for you. As an entrepreneur, the most successful entrepreneurs are always taking advantage of the assets that are there for them, and make sure that you're taking advantage of. There's lots of money on the table, especially on the rank advancement side. So set your sights on a new rank here this month. Set your sights on a new rank in May. And the easiest way to do that is to help other people advance in rank. And so take a look at the accelerated achievement bonuses that we've got as part of the Triple R promotion. And, of course, all of you who advance in rank to executive or above in April or May, you get to go to convention for free. So lots of good things going on the table. And speaking of convention, I really love David Sandoval's Facebook post about convention. The LEAP convention is going to be a big deal. We are in full swing here on the corporate side. We've got a lot of surprises for you. We've got amazing improvements to a couple of our top and most popular products. We've got a new product that may become your favorite. We've got new technology, a new sampling program, new packaging, other big announcements, lots of special offers. We're really going to go out of our way to make sure that the people who are there at the event get special deals and opportunities. Of course, our friends at Sound Concepts who run the Purium Gear Store, they'll be there. We got lots of goodies in store and in mind for that. So I hope that you've got your convention ticket. I also hope that you got your hotel ticket. Those are going, hotel rooms. Those are going fast, especially on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. So for those of you planning on coming in, spending a long weekend in Orlando, which is certainly lots of fun, make sure that you're booking your rooms now so that you can get full access and not be locked out of our guest and host hotel. It's just so much easier to just jet up to your room, after segments. It's just so much nicer to stay at the hotel, and the Gaylord Hotel is a magnificent hotel there in Orlando. So that's our big national convention, the LEAP convention in August. We're also doing a couple of events, one in Rosenheim, Germany, one in Cardiff, Wales for our Germany and UK teams, and we got a lot of goodies going on for them as well. We're going to be launching some new products and some new programs over in Europe and really cleaning up the business model over there. So exciting times. We're continuing to expand our mission, our vision, and our geographic reach. So if you know somebody in Germany, know somebody in Austria, know somebody in the UK, send them our way, and we'd love to see them. And they're going to be ahead of the wave as we're making major improvements over there in our European business. So here locally, especially for me, we're going to be doing a super healthy happy hour in Boulder, Colorado next Wednesday. That's April 27th from 7 to 8, so take a look at your email blast. Got a flyer on that already. And for those of you who are hosting Super Healthy Happy Hours and want your event promoted, make sure you send your email to Rodney L. at Purium Corp. So it's just fun to be involved in this business. I love doing events because I get to meet new people and get to meet new people having success. And so whether it's in Boulder, Colorado, or Cardiff, Wales, or Rosenheim, Germany, or Orlando, Florida, there are people who are getting benefits from our products, and we've been doing this little feature here called Life at the Next Level, and lots of people are sharing great stories. We had a fantastic story from Nyeva, Green Diamond from Hawaii, and sharing her success both in her health and also in her family life and travel and being an entrepreneur. And just so much fun to see people making things happen. And so, speaking of making things happen, before we start our training here with Four-Star Crown Jarrell and Camarillo, I got to make something happen. I've got to put this call into Q&A mode and give away a free convention ticket. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. If you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit star 6, and you are a winner tonight. And the winner tonight actually is from Hawaii. So we've got Jarrell and Camarillo from Hawaii doing her training tonight, and our winner tonight is from Hawaii. She's a blue diamond, and her name is Sloan Ketchum. Sloan Ketchum, star 6. Star 6.
Hi, hello, David Lett. Thank you.
Aloha, Sloan.
Aloha. Oh, my goodness.
Well, hey, you know, we really appreciate you making the commitment, coming all the way from Hawaii over to Orlando. That's what leaders do. They show up, and they show up in a big way. Tell us a little bit about your PLC member that you enrolled last week.
Awesome. I had a couple. So Jason, he's a brand new with us, and him and his sons actually are getting healthy. So I was really excited to get him started with the launch pack. And I would not miss convention for anything. So I'm so stoked to be there in Orlando. I can't wait. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, congratulations, Launch Pack. That's a great PLC member to enroll. And just for all of you who are listening, as part of our Triple R promotion, something we're doing actually all the way up through the week of convention is we're giving away convention tickets Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. All you need to do is have already purchased your convention tickets. So we're not giving away tickets to somebody who hasn't stepped up and made their commitment to convention. So get your convention ticket and then enroll a PLC member. The more that you enroll, the more opportunities you have to win. And then you got to be listening in. You got to be on the line like Sloan is tonight to claim your ticket. So I'm going to put this back in the presentation mode, but congratulations, Sloan. That's awesome. All righty. Well, good. Got a lot of energy on this call, a lot of fun, and good things happening. And speaking of energy, one of the people that has some of the brightest, nicest, most positive energy, no matter where she is, no matter who she's with, she's constantly a bright light. I call her Sunshine, and she is Four-Star Crown Jarrell and Camarillo. Jarrell, are you on the line?
I'm so on the line, David. Thank you for having me. Aloha.
Aloha. Well, you know, a big part of your business and yours and Arna's has been connecting with people, and this is a relationship business. There's no question about it. You two are fantastic relationship builders, and I'm really excited to hear your 10 minutes of awesome about building this business and leading with heart. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, man, thank you so much, David Litt. Woo! I'm super excited to be here, and I'm blessed to be here with all of you. Thank you so much, Purium Ohana. You know, before Purium came into our lives, Arne and I were successful professional photographers, and each of us were making a six-figure income. Now, I should clarify here, a non-residual six-figure income, but we were making it here in Hawaii. And until the economic crash of 2008 happened, that's when we were forced to shut down our businesses, which then led us to losing our home to foreclosure, and then we each needed to file for bankruptcy. So we were practically homeless and almost to the point of signing up for food stamps. However, although in that time our actual bank account was close to $0, we were blessed that we were rich in friendships and in relationships. So simply, our net worth is our network. Our net worth is our network. So we were never, ever feeling as if we were without. Fortunately, we were blessed with a $50 gift card by our dear sister and close friend, Kay Yara. And so the next thing you know, we're getting healthier and now involved in this awesome network marketing business with Purium. And you know, network marketing has always fascinated me. It's such a wonderful business. In fact, we love it so much that we've been involved with over 7 different companies over the course of 20 years. But, you know, we've never had success until we became a part of the Purium family. And why we kept on rolling with this profession is because we love it so much because it's based on relationships. Our dear friend Michael Hall calls it relationship marketing. And it's so perfect. It's relationship marketing. So I'm here to share with all of you fellow lovely team members basically how Arne and I have built our phenomenal organization in a short amount of time, but not only using the effective systems, the tools, the Optum and corporate guidance we have in place, but more importantly, how we as people operate in this profession. So knowing that this is a business that's based on relationships, right? Arne and I operate from a place of genuinely connecting with people. If you want to know one of our secrets, here it is. I'm going to tell you right now, we operate from our heart. And today I've created a fun little acronym to illustrate what this really means. And what's so great is that it's super simple. So let's get started. Here we go. Pens and papers out, boys and girls. The letter H for heart simply stands for hi, hello, or perhaps howdy, depending on where you're from, right? Or maybe hey, or hello, or in Hawaii we always say, how's it? And it's a simple greeting that holds so much power. This little word can disarm and break down barriers when you say it with a smile and you're sincere and you're warm. And when you've taken the time to say that simple greeting, you now have a privileged opportunity to engage. I want to repeat that. You have a privileged opportunity to engage with that person because you've disarmed them. So the letter E in heart is engage, which basically means to participate or become involved in. Participate or become involved in. I started working at the age of 12, and one of my earlier jobs in my teen years was working at Jack in the Box. Of course, this was way before I realized what processed food was, okay? So we had a uniform, and my favorite part of that uniform was my name tag. It was my name tag. I don't know if you guys remember the Dymo labeler, but the Dymo labeler on my name tag said Jer, G-E-R. Okay, so sometimes people would call me Ger, but that's okay. The mere point was that I was being addressed by my name. You know, we take it for granted. However, looking people in the eye and calling them by their name goes a long way. And most people, of course, are not running around wearing name tags, right? Which then gives us an opportunity to engage by following that hi or hello with and simply asking them their name. This has become a habit for Arne and I, to address people by their names. This is one of the most simple but powerful things that makes each and every one of us so unique from one another. So find out what people's names are. That's it. And from there, you can really engage and start using the F-O-R-D method, the Ford method, and asking sincere questions. So when you're saying hello now or how's it, hello, and engaging with them, it's really important to be authentic. Arne and I operate from a place of authenticity. This is the only way we know how to be, and people can feel it. Remember, it's not how you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, because it's based, everything we relate with one another is based on feelings. And if you don't know what I mean by authentic, it basically means be real with people. Be real. My good friend and island crown sister, Mary Kay Mullally, says it beautifully and simply, just don't be weird. Don't be weird. That's it. Be you. Be the best version of you, because people will relate to you instantly. And when you can relate, you can then create rapport, which is R, rapport. And that's what the letter R stands for. And once you've established that sincere connection, of course, it then leads us to the final letter, which is trust, P. You're able to influence and inspire many if you are trusted. When Kay gave us that gift card, we never second-guessed anything because we trusted her that she was looking out for our best interests because she loves us. You know, as a photographer, I participate at bridal expos. I don't know how many of you have been to a bridal expo, but there's like 1,000 vendors in these exhibitions. So many brides and grooms would come through those doors at the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall. And the place was packed with so many amazing and talented photographers. The couple who I've been blessed to work with told me that they chose me not just because of my images, but most importantly, the way I connected with them. They trusted me and the way I was being with them. And what's so wonderful is long after I photographed their weddings or events, we've remained friends. I've been blessed that a lot of my clients are still friends. So now, keep in mind that this heart formula happens in mere seconds. And I'm going to go over it one more time. Heart, H stands for hi, hello. It's a simple greeting. E stands for being engaged, sincerely engaged. A stands for authentic. Be your authentic self. Don't be weird. R, rapport. Establish that rapport, because once you do all of this, you create trust, which is the letter T. So like I said, now keep in mind that this heart formula happens in mere seconds. And within those seconds, you can create long-lasting friendships, which then creates a domino effect. Arne and I'm going to just illustrate this in a really quick story here. Arne and I attended an event about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we walked into this room, and we had old friends there who we haven't seen in ages. So it was like this grand reunion. Okay, well, there was also new people in that room. And one of them I just happened to notice was this beautiful woman sitting by herself. So I went over to her, and I said, hi. I was just drawn to her smile and to her being. And I introduced myself, and she introduced herself to me, and we started conversing and just talking story. See, that's one of the things Arne and I love to do, too, is to get to know new people and make sure that people are included in a new environment. So I could feel a true connection with this woman. By the end of the night, we had exchanged information, we became friends on Facebook, and since then, we've just formed this wonderful friendship in such a short amount of time, because I know that we're soul sisters. So during the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks, I never, ever pushed Purium on her, ever, because that was never on my agenda. We nurtured our friendship. And just last week, you know what she asked me? She asked me about Purium. And the thing is, she knows about Purium. She's known about it. People have approached her, but at the time she just wasn't ready. But this time around, she felt ready, because I strongly feel it's because of the connection that she and I had. So she enrolled last week as a PLC member, and what's beautiful is she came to a super healthy happy hour. Then she brought her mom. She brought her mom, who was then just inspired by what happened to her at the super healthy happy hour. She signed up and is becoming healthier. So now this dear friend who I met 3 or 4 weeks ago by applying this heart operation, right, by being genuine and connecting with people, she's getting healthier, her mom's getting healthier, her mom's thinking of getting her whole entire family getting healthier. So that's what I'm saying about the domino effect. So that's basically it, everyone. That's our simple formula for success. We, journal, operate from our hearts, where love resides. In addition, we use the tools, the systems, the guidance, and events. Because remember, it always comes down to relationships, especially in a relationship business. So I challenge each of you today to venture out and connect with someone new today based on being the authentic you, with no agenda except to create a connection with someone. Thank you so much for having me on this call. Much love and success to all of you. Mwah! Thank you, David.
Hey, stay with me here. Stay with me there, Gurr. Nice job.
I knew it was going to haunt me. I knew it.
Well, yeah, that was fantastic training. I love that, you know, Operation Heart, or the heart operation there. And a couple things I wanted to just reemphasize that I thought were really, really intriguing. First was that your net worth equals your net work, and that, you know, you felt rich in love and rich in support. And, you know, the idea of social capital, the idea that, you know, you have friends and you have relationships, and you know, that's what life's about. And so, you know, there's lots of different ways to measure success, but I think most people would say that's probably the number one thing is just, you know, all the relationships that you cultivate. And, you know, you've given us a really simple formula. You know, this idea of starting with high, I think is where a lot of people get stopped. So tell me and tell everybody, if you could, you know, how you, and I know you've got in some ways an outgoing personality, but some people don't, you know, how do you get over that fear that to say that first hi to somebody that you really want to connect with?
I think it's coming from a place of just being genuine and wanting to just connect with someone. You know, I think that if we could allow ourselves to let go of the limiting belief that we're shy or not, you know, that people won't respond to us, I think that's the first step. And it's so simple. Hi, hello. We're taught that as children. So why not apply it in this adult life of ours? And I tell you what, David, people respond to that because most people are running around as robots. They're in a zone that they don't know how to be in that space anymore of actually living life. So I feel that we've been blessed with an opportunity to remind people that they do matter. And it comes from that place of saying hi and hello, but also reminding yourself that you yourself matter running around this life. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that's great too is that, you know, this story that you shared of, you know, you being brave enough to say hi has turned into what you already call a dear friendship. You know, somebody you've known for a month, and you're already calling her a dear friend, you know, and soul sister, and you know that came from that first hi, and that from there, you know, like you say, you let the relationship build. And I say this all the time: to be a great network marketer, you have to be a great networker, and you know, have a true desire to help people. And you know, if you have a desire to reach out to people, to connect with people, to help people, you know, you're going to find opportunities then to make those really deep connections. So, you know, lots of really rich stuff in there and great stuff in there. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, building rapport with somebody and, you know, asking questions, and how do you make that first connection get a little bit deeper? Or maybe somebody that's already on your team that does a connect call with you, you know, how do you build that rapport with somebody that you're just meeting, whether it's on the street or somebody that's on your team over the phone?
Oh, God, what a great question. I love building rapport with people by simply asking the basics of life. You know, what's your name, right? And then it's, oh, so are you married? Do you have a family? Oh, you've got kids, really? So whether it be on a connect call with a team member or a new person, I'm always asking them about their background, which is why FORD is really a great acronym for asking questions: family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. And I basically work it that way. So say, for instance, I'm connected with a team member who is connecting me with a team member who just had a phenomenal transformation. And the first thing I want to do is find out more about that person. So are you a mom? Oh, my God, you're a mom. How many kids do you have? How old are they? 2 and 3? Oh, my God, that means you're a busy mom. And I start to see where they're coming from, the perspective of that person, so I can connect and understand with them more where they're coming from as far as how busy their life is, what kind of life they're living. So asking those type of questions, and they're really basic questions. Are you married? What school did you go to? Oh, what did you graduate with in college? Or what kind of sports do you love to do? Oh, I understand that you have been eating organic for a long while. Are you a vegan? Are you a vegetarian? So I think that if you know, actually you're the one that taught me too, David, that asking questions is the best way to connect with people. And when you do ask questions, you're actually in control of that conversation. And so I love it, because when you're able to ask those questions, then you give that person the opportunity to be able to share them. And let's face it, most people don't have an opportunity to share about themselves because they're being bombarded at, if that makes sense. So that's basically how I connect with them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to validate somebody, to listen to them, to truly care about, you know, their situation in life, you know, that's a gift that you can give to somebody, and it is amazing how rarely people get that opportunity to talk about themselves. And sometimes when I ask those questions when I'm on a connect call, you know, people really stammer and they stumble and they don't know what to say because they're so rarely asked about themselves, you know, and oftentimes they try to downplay it. But, you know, if you can pull that out of somebody, you know, then the connection can really flow pretty deeply and pretty quickly. So, well, cool. Well, I love what you're talking about. Let's talk about trust here to wrap up the call. So, you know, when people trust you, then, you know, how do you take that trust and make sure that you're doing something in their best interest, whether it's during the enrollment process or whether it's trying to help them to get to the next rank, or how do you take that trust and be true to that trust? You know, because sometimes people feel like if I'm doing anything that helps me, myself, that I'm automatically being manipulated. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're doing something that helps somebody else, but it also helps you, that's okay. And that's really the focus of our business, is that the only way you can succeed is to help somebody else succeed, but you can't let your own success stop you from helping somebody. So how do you get through that, or how do you help somebody even if it helps you?
You know, I ask, again, it comes to asking questions, and then I'm also paying attention to how they're feeling. And I'm listening. I'm listening to what they're saying. And I meet them where they're at. Because at that very moment, if, say, they're feeling a little apprehensive about, say, I don't know about this platinum pack. I don't know about this thing, or whatever it is that they're being indecisive with, I just meet them where they're at. And then I give them the space to be able to, you know, whatever they need to do to research it, think about it, or just work through it. Because the last thing I ever want to do is push anyone. Because when you start to push someone, when you start to disrespect them and dishonor them of where they are at, that's when you lose them. And that recently happened with a friend of mine, where I honored her where she was at, and I just said, no worries, sister. I'm presenting to you these options just so you know what you have, and then you just make up your mind, and I'm right here for you. And you know what, David? She really appreciated that, because she came back and she said to me, Jer, I really appreciate you listening to me and honoring me. I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, fine, awesome, that's great. And she's getting healthier. So excellent. I feel that just meeting people where they're at is the best thing you could do. No pictures.
Well, let me pull it full circle and wrap up the call. So thanks so much for this great training. You know, the thing is that if you find yourself pushing somebody for your benefit, not theirs, chances are you need to say hi to more people. That if you're truly out there making connections, you're truly out there, you know, looking through your, you know, cell phone for, you know, people to connect with, if you're on Facebook looking for people to connect with and share your excitement and enthusiasm about these products and about the Million Mile Movement and changing the world and, you know, finding entrepreneurs and all those kinds of things, you'll find that you're not going to be pushing people, because you're going to be busy talking to new people. And so that's, I think, a key thing, is that you want to really honor that trust, meet people where they are, and you know, respecting, you know, their speed. If they want to go fast, let's show them every single way, all the tools and all the connections upline to let them and help them go fast. And if they don't, no worries, say hi to the next person. So, Gerilyn, thanks so much for your awesome training about leading and building with heart. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. These calls are recorded, so they'll be in your back office. And we will catch you tomorrow night, David Sandoval, every Wednesday night, does the Purium Lifestyle call. And we'll be giving away another free convention ticket. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, Gerilyn. Bye now.
Mahalo.
Congratulations.
Aloha.
Mahalo. And, hey, congratulations, Sloan. Bye, everybody.
Woo! Sloan.